Shavua Tov, Kutavach to all. This is Rabbi Eitan Tokayer from Brooklyn, New York. tonight I would like to discuss one little mitzvah. It's a big mitzvah, but it's a little mitzvah, one which is tucked away in the section of the prohibited relations, the Arayo section in Achrimos. And then it pops up again a few psukim in Kedoshim. And that is the prohibition against bringing one's child and sacrificing them to the Moloch, to the pagan deity called Moloch. And the pasuk is rather clear. Umizaracha lo sitein lahavir la Moloch. You shall not give your children to the Moloch. Lo sechalel shem Elohecha ani Hashem. And you should not desecrate the name of Hashem. So this is not a good thing, but it is it really so terrible? And what I mean by asking that question, is it really so terrible, is that if you look carefully at Rashi and further explicated by the Rambam, this ritual of offering the child to the Moloch is not what many understand or what many believe it is. Namely, many people believe, Ramban, by the way, as well, that the parent is actually sacrificing their child to this pagan deity. But Rashi, the Rambam, and others are of the view that that's not the case at all. Rashi clearly says that they give the child to the pagan priest, and then the child is walked through a line in which there is fire on the one side and fire on the other, but the child is walked through the middle, apparently unscathed. The Rambam goes even further and says that the child is given back to the parent. So there's no death that's going on here. So if there's no death, what's the capital crime? Why is this such a terrible thing? It's actually included in the section of prohibited relations, which sort of goes to the highest fabric of morality that that the Torah has to deal with. It goes to the essential nature of society, and if the morals of society fail, then the whole foundation can come apart. And here is where this is included. So there is no death that's going on here, certainly according to Rashi. And one may say, well, maybe, it's Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is pretty bad. But the fact of the matter is, Rav Shamshon Raphael Hirsch, based on his reading of the Gemara, says, there's no Avodah Zarah here either. Right? There's no Avodah Zarah. It's not really pagan idol. It's not pagan idol worship that's going on over here. So you don't have murder. You don't have death. You don't have Avodah Zarah. Happens to be included in the section of Arayos of prohibited relations, but there's not that going on either. So while this is, I'm not advocating for Moloch, but really, why is it given this this prominence of being such a pernicious, awful, terrible activity? There are plenty of averes in the Torah. The answer can be understood in two ways, and both of them flow forth from the name of this pagan idol, the Moloch. So Moloch comes from the word Melech, which means king, showing dominion. Rabbi Przanski in his book on the Parsha develops a beautiful thought that the idea of this bizarre cult of Moloch is that the parent somehow thinks that they are fully in control of the child, that they show their Melech, their malchus, their dominion, their control over their child. The child is merely an object, is merely a tool for them to live out their anger, their frustrations, right? It's passing through the fires on either side. And we see this, sometimes parents try to live their lives through their children. If somebody that never, made a penny in their life, all they want is their child should be a successful business person. A parent couldn't, was unsuccessful in academics. All they want is that their child is going to succeed, and they foist their desires and their life through the child, and they rip the child's identity away, and they simply treat the child as an object, as a tool for themselves. When you destroy, when you remove and you rob a child of their own identity and their own ability to choose and their own ability to grow and to develop, and they're simply just an object for my use, that is in essence ritzicha. That is a murder. And it's true even when it comes to Yahadus and educating our children as B'nai and B'nos Torah. Sometimes a parent, all the parent wants to do is make sure that the child is growing to be a Ben Torah. And they mistakenly believe that if they foist everything upon the kid, then that's the way it's going to happen. But what they're really doing is they're really just projecting their own frustrations or their own insecurities through the mode of religious behavior on their child. The Ribbono Shel Olam and a child growing up in such an environment where they feel that everything is just foisted upon them, who's going to want to grab on to that type of Avodas Hashem? Nobody wants to feel controlled. Nobody wants to feel like an object. And even the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want us to feel that way. That's why he gave us Bechira Chofshis. Because the purpose of free choice is for us to be mature, thinking, thoughtful, discerning people that will choose to do the right thing. It's not foisted upon us. The Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to create robots. He would have created Adam HaRishon, and that would have been it. One type, one person, one way, and that's it. But the Ribbono Shel Olam gave each of us, including Adam HaRishon, free will. And the purpose of that Bechira Chofshis is to ensure that we experience life and even our Avodas Hashem not simply as something which is foisted upon us, and certainly not something that we should foist upon the children, but rather to develop that sense of proper Bechira. And of course it means that a parent should educate their child, and of course it means that a parent should discipline their child as necessary. But we have to be very careful to ensure that educating our children as B'nai and B'nos Torah is not simply a fig leaf for me to foist my own frustrations on my children. Because that ultimately will be counterproductive. The notion of molech is not just simply this ritual of giving a child to the pagan priest and then walking him through, but it's treating the child like an object, like a tool, and everything that goes along with that. I was thinking that maybe we have a similar ritual. Right? We give the ben habachor to the kohen. We have a pidyon haben. But I think that precisely what we do at a pidyon haben ritual is exactly the opposite. Exactly the opposite. Because what does the kohen ask the parent, the father of the child? Ma bayis tfei, what do you prefer more? You want these 5 shekels or you want the kid? You want the silver, you want the kid. Precisely the message that the Kohen says to the parent at the Pidyon HaBen is you understand that this is not just simply an object for your benefit. This is a child, this is a human life, that you have the weightiest of responsibilities to enable the child to grow and to flower and to become, not simply a tool of my own whims and my own fancies. I cannot be the melech over my child for practical reasons and for moral reasons. But that's molech as melech. There is, however, another view herein, and that is molech as molech. Reb Shamshon Raphael Hirsch says that the name molech means power and dominion, or power, raw power. A melech is the one who exercises molech, like godel is greatness, or kodesh is holiness, Molech means the power, right? The power of that let's say a melech will then pursue. Rav Shamshon Farrell Hirsch suggests that taking this child and abandoning him to the molech, abandoning him to this powerful fate, as if to say that there is no God, that there is no rhyme and there is no reason for things that occur in the world. It's all just happenstance. It's all just fate. And the child is abandoned to this whimsical fate. And when we abandon somebody, when we abandon our child, and we do not allow the child the benefit of understanding that there is a true melech, that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam, that there is a Nosein HaTorah, that there is a Din, that there is Din and there is Dayan, that there is judge and there is justice and there is judgment. If we don't enable our children to understand that there is meaning in the world, because if there is no Din and if there is no Dayan, there is no judge and there is no justice and there is no judgment, there is no accountability, then there is no meaning and purpose, because everything is just happenstance. It's just luck. It's just the draw of the cards and the draw of the luck of the dice. And when a person is abandoned to that kind of fate, to live a meaningless, purposeless, vacuous existence, you don't have to kill them. They'll, God forbid, just kill themselves, because nobody wants to live a life that way. What is so insidious about the Molech ritual is that on the one hand, a parent trying to control the child and rob the child of their life in that sense. From another perspective, what is so insidious about Molech is abandoning the child to a life of meaninglessness and purposelessness. And that is what ultimately the Torah, even if we don't have the impulse to take our child to some pagan priest today, that is ultimately the underlying value that the Torah is trying to impart to us. And this is not just simply a message about parenting; it's also a message about how we engage with our own avodas Hashem. We also have to remind ourselves. Sometimes we fall under the impression that the Ribbono Shel Olam himself is just a king, is just a despot that wants us to do X, Y, and Z. But it's not true. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave us Bechira Chofshis, and that's a gift to be a responsible human being and not rob us of that responsibility. And certainly for us to remember, sometimes it becomes difficult when we see challenging times, people getting sick, good people having all types of challenges, parents that are struggling to have children, young people that are struggling with shidduchim and to try to move on with their lives and to build lives, and all types of tzaras that people have, and we can fall prey to the thinking of Molech. Maybe for a moment, maybe we are weak in a moment, maybe there is no Din, maybe there is no Dayan. But at the end of the day, the Torah reminds us that there is a Melech Malchei HaMelachim above a Molech, which ultimately is what gives meaning and purpose to all of existence. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the wisdom and the strength of character to be able to see beyond the Molech and to see the value of the Ribbono Shel Olam and His Hashgacha in our everyday lives. Gudvach to all.